Adam Perry is pulling handfuls of dandelions out of the ground at Stedman Elementary School's community garden.
We're sort of just cleaning this place up and pulling weeds and getting it ready for people to grow stuff here.
He turned 14 this year, which means he's now legally allowed to work. He could join his dad on his fishing boat, but he wants to see what else is out there.
It's something I want to do in the summers when I'm not at school, but I don't want to only fish the rest of my life. Not on a fishing boat, like a commercial fishing boat.
Perry will get a chance to explore a range of careers this summer. He's one of four teens PIA selected for their Natural Resource Management Career Paths program. It's a paid 6-week program with a mix of job shadowing and volunteer work. This summer, they'll test water samples for shellfish poisoning potential, learn about law enforcement with the Alaska State Troopers, track invasive species with the U.S. Forest Service, and more. The invasive species part is especially exciting to James Tinas. He reaches under a picnic table to grab at some weeds.
There's like invasive species called green crab that are coming up from like San Francisco. We put out traps to see if we can catch any. We already did it once and we're going to do it again next month.
Across the garden, Brianna Ratliff digs a shovel into a raised garden bed, scooping out a thick tangle of roots. She applied for the program after hearing about it from previous participants.
They said it was a lot of fun and a lot of outdoors stuff that they got to do, and so I thought it would be fun to get the experience to do it.
Getting to work outdoors is a big part of the appeal, says program supervisor Alyssa Guthrie. She's a graduate of Petersburg High School, now home from Duke University for the summer.
I definitely remember being in high school and thinking that going to college, the only type of jobs you're going to get are like stuffy office jobs. And then for a lot of kids in Petersburg, that's just not what you want to do. You know, you grow up in this beautiful place with all these outdoor activities and you kind of want to stay on that track. And so I don't think it's like shown well enough to the kids that, hey, like you can go to college and get like these fun outdoor jobs and like do all these really cool things beyond just like what's shown to you.
And even if they don't go to college, Guthrie wants them to know what career paths are out there here at home.
Forest Service people like have degrees in like biology and just very, you know, nature-based STEM. But then you also do have people who don't have college degrees and are still able to do this thing. I think it's just really important to show kids like all of the options you have for you.
The program lasts for 4 more weeks. On Monday, they'll visit the hatchery. July's itinerary includes a visit to the airport runway with the Department of Transportation and a tour of Tonka Seafoods. In Petersburg, I'm Katie Anastas.